Welcome to Tucker Carlson tonight. It's Tucker time.
Do you like anime? Do you like anime?
Do you like punches in the head?
Do you like anime?
Last time I saw Jack, I was giving one of his guests Narcan live on the air.
Well, you wonder why people hate you.
Hey, what's up? It's Ned, and you're listening to the Jack Classic Show.
Check it out, Cave Air Mornings, baby. ThoughtCrimes.ca, Jack Classic Show Radio Network. It's a Jack Classic Show. Check it out, buddy. Stevie, you there, pal? You there, pal? Whoa. Whoa. How's everyone doing? I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much. Thanks for asking. Whoa, what the heck is going on? What the heck? Where the hell are you? By the way, it's Jack Class Show, K-Bear Mornings. God, we've had... It was our week of targeted individuals. It's Jack Class Show. Stevie, are you there, pal?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you. It's been the targeted individual week, and frankly, I was getting a little bit burnt out on the targeted individuals. I got about 100 messages, and all of them are extremely paranoid. One guy thinks, and I'm not joking, this is not a joke, this is not a spoof or a goof, this one guy thinks that Robin Williams tried to have him killed. The late comedian and actor, Robin Williams. And that's kind of interesting, but for some reason, they're not like... Actually, hold on. I think they might have given me a phone number, but I'm kind of afraid to call this number because I'm getting crazy messages like, if we could get investigators to access them before they are all wiped out, or the people who you know who found dead Philip Seymour Hoffman and Robin Williams tried to kill me. So, Philip Seymour Hoffman and Robin Williams tried to kill a man. Like, that's kind of interesting. But it was... To get to that information, I had to read through, like, 10 paragraphs of just random schizophrenic rants that this man sent me.
Just schizo notes?
Oh, just absolutely insane. It's Jack Classic Show. I am, to be honest with you... kind of happy we dived into targeted individuals this week, because my friend, a real life friend I grew up with, has been kind of messaging me the last month talking about how the cops are after him, and tonight he's really gone kind of like off the wall, And I have a real life friend who's a targeted individual now, which I think is kind of cool. I think I might have manifested that by doing these shows.
Is there like an inciting incident for him to think that, or? Did it just develop over time?
It's just kind of developed over time. He messaged me today. This is my real life friend. He goes, I need a voice. He goes, you have a radio show. The police actually follow me everywhere I go and harass me and try to entrap me. It sounds crazy, but it's true. You have a radio show. It might be able to help. I don't know. There's no reason for this either. I'm not a bad guy. I'm not doing anything wrong. They just hate me. And he goes, I go, okay, well, do a radio show in 10 minutes. Come on, tell me about this. He goes, well, at least a bunch of them and probably the higher ups too. I need to prepare for the radio show. I can't think fast like that. It's like, dude, I don't know.
Was he getting his story together, making sure he has all the plot lines? Because that's been kind of a hard detail. A lot of these guys.
I mean, every single targeted individual has a very hard to follow story, but it's full of detail. But it's still hard to follow because everyone's absolutely insane. And now,
I feel like I got to read 5 books and watch 2 movies.
Right, exactly. And even my buddy here, he's just keeps going on about being recorded, blah blah blah. And it's like, dude, I don't care. I think he's on meth, honestly. I think my friend's smoking meth.
Yeah, that was my second question. If he had a drug problem,
I don't think he has a drug problem. By the way, it's Jack Class Show, K Bear Mornings. I don't think he has a drug problem, but I mean, it's either drug induced or he's having a huge mental health crisis right now. And it's like, even as a friend, do I really even want to get involved with this? Like, seriously, Stevie, would you want to get yourself involved with a targeted individual in real life?
It really depends on how good of a friend they are, but most of the time they put themselves in like such a big hole, so many narrative threads, like it's just hard to fucking take them out of it.
1,000%. 1,000%. By the way,
they've also put themselves of like the narrative of their own story. You know, they're like, they're the center of attention of some fabricated story they made in their head.
Anyway, he's asking me if I know any lawyers, and
what are they going to tell him?
That he's mentally ill?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Gonna put him in the padded cell, bro.
I like the targeted individuals that I can just have on the radio show and then hit hang up and then I never get to talk to them ever again. That's how I want all targeted individuals to be.
Has that been the case for the last 2?
Oh, yes, of course. Why would I want to talk to them? They're crazy.
Well, no, have they tried to come, like, contact you again, or?
No, but one of them, a person who I did attempt to have on the show as a targeted individual, thinks that I am one of the stalkers and is nice. Now threatening me on Facebook. But that's okay. That's cool.
That's content.
Oh, damn straight. Well,
start pushing it. We can get a grudge match on the wave.
I don't want to be the face of targeted individual stalkers, if I'm being honest with you. I feel like that would just end bad. I feel like that would be a my head getting chopped off on a Greyhound bus kind of level of mistake.
Come on, man, your loss.
My loss?
Yeah, your loss.
That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, when we're back, baby, I got some important news that I want to go over. And I think it's pretty relevant and pretty darn cool. Also, it's part of my new segment on the Jack Klassen Show called Retard Alert. So this is my Retard Alert segment, brother. We'll be right back. It's Jack Klassen Show. We're doing our best here. Stevie.
What's up?
You ever kiss a man?
Meet the real me. Can't say that I have.
I'm happy to hear that, brother. A dark black past is my most valued possession. Hindsight is always 20/20. But looking back, it's still a bit fuzzy. Speak of mutually assured destruction. Nice story. Tough beers, gotcha. Feeling paranoid to win me.
can subdue but never tame. It gives me a migraine headache, sinking down to your level. Yeah, just keep on thinking it's my fault. I stay an inch or two out of kicking distance. Mankind has got to know his limitations. And cross the forbidden like the walls are closing in. Bloodstains on my hands and I don't know where I've been. I'm in trouble for the things I haven't got to yet. I'm sharpening the ass and my bombs.
I've been fired more than probably any radio host in Canada. I'm not even allowed to broadcast in Canada. No one will hire me here.
Oh, dear.
I'm Alabama Willie. I'm Arizona Jones. Yeah. We're nothing. We're piss.
Well, you're making America great again.
Oh, is that Can? Is that Can Crush Jack?
You son of a bitch.
Yo. So he never has been a radio show host. He never will be a radio show host.
You son of a bitch.
This is not a show on how to be like somebody.
You son of a bitch. Son of a bitch, son of a bitch, son of a bitch.
So basically he destroyed his career within 2 weeks. It's like he likes to cross social boundaries.
Bitch.
Jack
Klassen. You are listening to the Jack
Klassen
Show.
Alright, check it out, we're back. I just had to go on a quick break here. It's a Jack Klassen Show. We're live. By the way, this is my new favorite segment, Retard Alert. This is my new segment that I'm going to start the show with if I don't have a monologue prepared. Okay, Stevie B? This is how I'm going to do it. It's Retard Alert. I'm going to get a good sweeper for this. A good sound effect. A good bumper for Retard Alert news. Kate Moss. You know Kate Moss?
Can't say that I have.
No, that's probably the best answer. Kate Moss, supermodel. She sold a sleeping video. Her sleeping video sells for $18,000. Who the hell wants to buy Kate Moss's? Can you imagine being so pompous that you, a accomplished supermodel, you're selling a sleeping video for $18,000? Seems a little desperate, honey.
Was it the full 8 hours?
It better be. Dude. For $18,000, I want to see Kate Moss fart in her sleep. I mean, that's the only reason you would buy the video, right?
I mean, yeah. I'd wait for the torrent, of course. I mean, I'm okay.
But I'm saying, if you have the money, $18,000, you are expecting at least one fart, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm trying to get my money's worth, you know? I mean, I'm not about trying to get a scam out here.
I'm thinking the world's biggest pervert bought Kate Moss's sleeping video for $18,000. However, Kate Moss, being the incredible douchebag that she is, you want to hear her incredibly douchey statement?
Go for it.
So, when asked about why she sold an $18,000 sleeping video, her response was, "Time is the thing that there is never enough of. And that waits for no one. I'm intrigued by who will want to own a piece of mine." What a rat-faced cunt. It's a Jack Klassen Show. I gotta beat
that. She's not part in that video because she's too busy huffing them.
And here, I got some more Retard Alert news. Parental consent in Canada is not required for you seeking the COVID vaccine. Also, parental consent is not required for you seeking gender reassignment surgery. Also, parental consent is not required for you seeking euthanasia. And parental consent is required for you seeking to watch the Kate Moss sleeping video.
Wait. Roll that back. You don't need a parental request to kill yourself?
No, you don't. It's awesome. Canada's kick-ass.
What?
Yeah. Canada's kick-ass. But you do need parental consent to watch the Kate Moss sleeping video.
Oh, okay. So I can get my dick chopped off, but I can't buy alcohol? Is that it?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. I don't know what the laws are in Canada about like joining the military, but I won't imagine it's like the States for what, 18?
Also, you're not, listen, it's a Jack Klassen show. Stevie, I know you're rusty, pal. This is a monologue bit. You're adding too much into it. This is my retard alert news bit.
Ah, okay. I thought you were trying to make discussion here. Okay.
No, there's no discussion here. It's a monologue. I'm doing a monologue
all right,
here.
All man. Right, keep going.
I mean, dude, seriously. I kind of expect more from you. I mean, you threw the timing off, and I was already having an issue with it, considering it's very late, and I am very, very stoned. Anyway, I have another retard news alert. You know the Lori Lightfoot, the big mayor of Chicago?
Yeah, I cannot.
Craziest news. She's not going to be talking to white reporters. You know, that's big talk from someone who looks like they're an aborted foetus. See, that's what happens, man. You talk through the monologue, the Lori Lightfoot joke just dies. She looks like E.T. Yeah. She looks like an aborted foetus.
Yeah, she looks ugly.
Yeah. And for my final retard alert, Quebec, one of my favorite provinces of Canada, wants to rewrite parts of the Constitution to say that Quebecers form a nation and French will be the only official language. And Justin Trudeau said, hey, that's pretty cool. Okay, cool. That's retarded. That's the retard alert. Quebec is retarded.
That's it. I love the sound of French Canadian French. Is that it? Sounds even worse than regular French.
Dude, the French Canadians are the worst. I'm so sorry. I can't even think. There's nothing really redeemable because they have all the crime. They have all the crime of France, but none of the actual, like, cool cultural bits of being in France, if that makes any sense. Like, it's just like being in a dirty French slum, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, plus all the women are ugly there. They sound horrible, too.
And they stink.
Yep.
And they stink. By the way, we're in a transitional period here on the Jack Klassen Show. So I've been trying to find some new co-hosts that are able to do this full time. And some people might be calling me a little desperate. I might be a little desperate. It might come off as being desperate, but I'm not desperate. I decided to look for co-hosts on a new app, the Stereo app, where you could just talk to random people. And I guess just like random people hook up and do podcasts. It's the dumbest thing. But I'm looking for a new co-host. So this is who I hooked up with. Some black guy. And I don't know if he's a good fit or not.
You there, dog? What's up, homie?
What?
What's up, homie?
I don't know what that means.
You don't know what homie means?
No, I don't.
Alrighty, dude. Here, hold on 1 second. I'm starting the show, dude. You wanna be my co-host?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here listening.
Alrighty, you wanna be my co-host, dude?
I'm just sitting here listening.
Nice. Nice. What you listen? You know, I'm on the radio in Detroit. I was.
Listen, I was really trying my best to make this black man entertaining. Like,
yeah, he wasn't really giving you any content.
Well, it gets a little bit better. It gets a little bit better.
You know that, dude?
I could tell the was past tense of it.
Yes, was. Turns out black people are real uppity.
What do you mean?
Oh, you know, dude, just like, just real uppity. Like, you know, you make start making fun of Muslims and stuff, black Israelis, you know, stuff like that. Israelites, I should say, clarify.
I'm so confused, man. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, dude, but I really don't understand where you're going with this.
I'm just saying black people need to chill out.
By the way, this is Jack Class Show. This is me trying to find another co-host.
Chill out. What? All right.
Yeah. Black, you know, just chill out a little bit.
What do you mean, though? Like, are you speaking for black people that listen to your show? What are you saying?
I'm speaking to everyone on the stereo podcast.
Every black person.
Black people need to chill out.
Because the majority of the black people that ain't chilling out is uppity, correct? In your perception, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, man, they gotta chill out, dude.
And who are you?
I'm king of all whites.
You who?
I'm the king of all white people.
So why don't you just go be their king and stop trying to be black people king and tell them?
Because I want to be the black people king too. What's wrong with being black people king?
Huh? That's your problem. And that's probably the majority of most whites' problem. They always want to be somebody else's king. Like, you know, you already the king of white people.
By the way, it's Jack Class's show. We're breaking new ground. We're, I think I'm trying to end racism. Maybe? What do you think, Stevie? What's your take? Is this too
that
hot?
That guy sounds higher than you.
This guy's... It gets a little bit better.
Go king them. Don't come other people.
We're already kings, though. You can't king a king. You gotta king other kings.
Yeah, that's why you over here wanting to be kings of black people. But okay.
Yeah,
I wouldn't crown you king. Dude, I wouldn't crown you the king of a pile of shit.
I kinged... a Mexican guy who did my lawn this week.
Dude, I'm not laughing at your bullshit, dude. I don't care.
I king that guy hard. Hey, we've all been king, dude. Everyone's been kinged at least once.
Dude, your racism is lame, dude. I don't
know. No, brother, it's not racist. I'm just saying everyone's been kinged.
You're not really. Honestly, white boys are not funny no more. You guys are garbage. And when you get caught off,
no, I'm just saying I want to be a king, man.
I mean, he's not wrong.
When you guys get caught offline, you guys get slayed. You really gonna get gutted, dude. I gut you, dude. Like in real life.
Dude, why would you gut me, man? I just want to be your king. Why would you gut me?
Yeah, you. I mean, being my king would be mean you gutted in the street. That would be king of you.
Being gutted in the street. That's not being a king. I need you to do some manual labor for me. I need to pay you below minimum wage.
That will be labor. I would literally physically be pulling your goddamn white intestines out your body.
Everyone's been.
I like this guy. What do you think, Stevie?
I just find it funny. He's a black man and going to violence immediately.
It's very odd.
King, man.
He's getting very, how'd you say, uppity?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know how else to explain your racism. Like, you're not funny, dude. I'm sorry.
No,
you're not
trying to be funny. I'm just
not
saying.
You're not making me mad. You're just lame, dude. You're on an app hiding. So.
Well, I'm on an app doing a show, man. I want a co-host.
You're a fat
You're the one who brought up racism, dude. I was talking about being kings and blacks just relaxing a little bit.
You're a fat white boy they got dog hair. I mean, who are you? You're nobody.
Yes. No, I'm black, man.
You're a peasant.
Yo,
you a peasant. Oh, it gets even better. It gets even better. Turns out he's actually pretty racist.
He said I was black, dude.
You're a Neanderthal dog, dude.
I'm black, man.
Neanderthal.
Did he say you're in the octagon?
No, he goes, you're a Neanderthal. He can't even say Neanderthal. He goes, Neanderthal. Awesome. Ugh. Dude, this guy's pretty good.
I'm king of the whites.
Of course you are. On this app. on this app you are. In real life, you're a Neanderthal.
I king them, dude. Baltimore's.
Yeah, you're a Neanderthal in real life. So after this bullshit website, then in reality, you go back to really being a cave kid or caveman. You do realize that, Rick.
Wait, a caveman?
You don't want to accept that? That's your origin.
What is your origin? A king?
No.
What is it? What is my origin if my origin is Neanderthal?
It's the opposite of what your origin is.
Opposite? What?
I'm not a Neanderthal, but you are. We're opposites. You're too opposite. No, I just told you. Why you always, why white people always pick what they want people to be when I just told you what I was?
What was you? What was you?
I just told you. Are you not listening, Neanderthal? Can you not listen to?
No, I couldn't hear. I couldn't understand.
Of course you can't, because you're too busy trying to tell people what to do and be these fake theories.
We all came from monkeys, brother.
Shut up. No.
Okay, I have every right to be confused by a statement, don't I, Stevie?
Yeah, I'm kind of having a hard time following along. You Neanderthal.
Oh no, you came from a cave.
Hey, bro. Came from origin, bro.
What?
You are a origin of from caves. You derive from a cave. You don't want to accept it, and I understand it sucks to hear this.
Come from caves.
and what was your origin? A swamp? Like what? I don't understand.
Oh man, it's you're not funny, dude. You know my origin.
No, I just don't understand. You're saying my origin is a caveman. But yes. What is your origin?
You came from the Caucasus Mountain. Why are you mad at me for your origin?
No, I want to know what your origin is. You're telling me my origin.
Oh, by the way, we came from the Caucasus Mountains. I don't even know where that is.
I told you the opposite of what you're not.
But what is the opposite?
Of not being a caveman. How stupid can you be? Dude, you literally got a problem with comprehending
everyone
shit.
Everyone started off literally as a caveman, dude.
No. Your DNA goes back as
actually, can I turn this around? Can I turn this around on you for a second? At least we were smart enough to go into caves instead of getting rained on.
What you said is not true. After the fact, you was taught how to stand up upright and walk on 2 feet, right? Is that what you're going to go to? Because you can't go past that first.
My thing is, Europeans
hate the fact that they are the origin of a caveman, but they love the fact to say that they enslave people. I don't fucking get you, motherfuckers.
But your origin racist. Is also caveman.
You're worrying about what I said.
Racist,
dog? But I'm just saying.
I'm racist, no caveman, dear brother.
My thing, why do you feel like I gotta be what you derived from? Why do you want me to be
because
everything?
Because you're the one who brought up where we were derived from. But
I didn't say we, I said you. Once again, you're not comprehending because you're too stuck up being a white supremacist. Hey, like always hey, white people.
You're a white, every white supremacist. White people, dude, I'm every black, white person, man.
Every white person loves to control the content of everything. You guys...
It's Jack Klassen.
While my ears are being assaulted because I don't know where he put that cell phone next to his fat lips, but whatever.
He got really.
Yeah, give me a recap.
Okay, so he thinks that white people were all Neanderthals living in caves like cavemen, and I'm not too sure what he thinks black people were doing. But I'm pretty sure they were doing the same thing. Just saying. I really like
how he's calling your ancestors Neanderthals, but I'm pretty sure his ancestors were sold by his own kind for some cigarettes.
You guys are just control freaks. And
are you saying that black people and white people have a different background? Have a different ancient background?
I'm done talking to you, dude.
Yeah, we all came from monkeys, time. Brother.
And you
That's something we all got in common.
Dude, I'm not going to lie, man. White people have came from the cave.
Wait.
Yeah. Of the Caucasus Mountains.
This guy is actually like an unironic, like, we was Kangs.
Yes. Yes. It's fantastic.
How'd you find this guy? Was it just pure luck?
It was pure luck, like, brother. It's a Jack Classic show. So there's an app. There's an app called the Stereo Podcast app on your phone. And it just connects you with random people that you can co-host shows with.
Okay, I can kind of see how you would find somebody like that on there.
Totally random. Can you imagine doing a radio show or a podcast just using your phone as the microphone? Like, that's
pretty sad. It sounds terrible.
Yeah, we're getting a little taste of it.
I'm having to ask you to I'm having to ask you to pause it. It's unbearable to listen to.
This is not no joke. I know your friends is playing games and laughing.
The trees? Like, it doesn't make any sense, brother. One love. Yeah, trees. That's what Bob Marley said.
Trees create people. Yep, that's smart. That's the content of a caveman thinking. That's why cavemen came from caves.
But even if that's the case, man, I'd much rather be in a cave than getting wet and all, I don't know, what else?
Oh, and now he's going to say that white people smell like wet dogs.
What else happens?
We're
getting a message, by the way. Someone is adding into this. Isaiah is adding into this. Another fine Negro. Isaiah?
So on the app there, you can take calls, and Isaiah was trying to call into our conversation, and it didn't.
Wait. Can I go on there with you? Like, can I call in?
Yeah, I think we can. I think we can. I'm trying to get it set up. It was pretty funny. I had like 30 people listening to this, and it was like, what? What are you doing listening to two people talking on the phone? And anyone can interject and join the conversation at any time, which is kind of hilarious. I'll be honest with you. Okay. The concepts, I mean, they created talk radio, but it's just kind of like a really poor version of it.
I hate to ask this now because it's no one cares, but can you do it on your desktop or does it have to be on mobile?
I tried so hard to get it working on desktop, but you just can't get it right now. You need a pretty decent computer. I have a pretty decent computer, but it's pretty it's pretty intensive running that. And also, when I was getting it running, I couldn't get the sound to run through my soundboard, so I just couldn't do it. You have to have a mobile app.
I want to have to mess with that if this is the kind of content you get, because I want to get in there.
1,000%.
I need to get into the. How does he say it? I want to get into the octagon.
You're working your Neanderthal brain. Oh no, I said it right.
Neanderthal.
Hey, but I know for a fact that when you're happy that when you get rained on and you smell like a dog, that's nothing. That's not a pleasurable smell when you're supposed to be a human.
White people are human. What are you saying? Are you saying white people smell like wet dogs? Is that what you'd be saying?
Dude.
White people smell like wet dogs?
Oh my god, dude.
It's about the same as smelling like cocoa butter.
Oh my god, dude.
Oh, dude.
So you saying cocoa butter smells worse than wet dog?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Just saying.
Caveman perception.
Yo, that's all.
Caveman perception. You know what? That's true. I do have a caveman perception.
Right, we got this. We got this swinging from what Vine's perspective or what? Like this is, this conversation doesn't make any sense. We all come from the same background, brother. We were all fish. We were all monkeys. That's how it be, dog. That's how it be, and that's how it do. And you know that's true. You're the racist. Spindablock.
Oh yeah, his name was Spindablock, by the way. It's even greater.
Spindablock.
Spindablock.
That's pretty good.
Are the racist.
Hell Hitler.
He's the one saying it.
You are the racist.
I created a system for white people to struggle in and gun white people down. You're right. I'm the racist.
Hey.
Oh, and I got to cut it out near here because he starts saying the N-word a bunch. And I don't want to have that.
Well, I mean, that's from him. Is that not from you? I mean,
no, it's not.
He's black. Wait. He's black. He can say that, right?
Yeah, he can say it, but I have to beep it out anyway.
Is he throwing around the hard R?
He's throwing around the hard R. He's thrown around the hard R. I have to end it right there.
The can only you just scream time, ah at the end of it?
The only time I can play the N-word on this show is if it's Kramer. If I'm playing a Kramer clip, that's the only time the hard R will ever be played on this show. Anyway, we'll be right back. It's break, baby. I'll be right back. Peace and love. God bless you, Stevie.
Yeah, so basically he destroyed his career within 2 weeks. It's like he likes to cross social boundaries. So basically what he wanted to do is he wanted to call the parent of an employee who was working in an industrial job. He basically got, you know, sucked into a wood chipper. It was like an accidental thing. It was initially a funny joke, and he kept pressing. He actually tried to contact the parents on the show, and he couldn't. At that point, he has been blacklisted. Basically, he cannot get a job in radio. So he never has been a radio show host. He never will be a radio show host. So now he's basically homeless, living in his RV van.
Oh, no. It's the Jack Klassen Show.
Hey, and we're back. I just coughed during the break. God damn it. It's the Jack Klassen Show, K-Bear Mornings. We're in a transitional period right now. I'm looking for new guests. By the way, I talked to someone else. I didn't just talk to the black guy, Stevie B, by the way. I was not just talking to him. I also was talking to a fine Iranian man. A great Iranian man. I didn't catch his name, but he had a pretty interesting view on the Middle East, which I think is rare. You don't get a lot of Middle Eastern people giving you their honest opinion on anything, frankly. And I don't think I'm wrong. It's a Jack Klassen Show. K-Bear Mornings, thoughtcrimes.ca. Check it out. This is the other guy I talked to. A brave Iranian man.
Hey.
Seriously,
yo, what's up?
Record this.
Yo, what up, Jack?
Yo, what's up? How do I take this off speakerphone, dude?
What?
Yeah, I'm gonna skip that.
Yeah.
Bro, you fried his brain already. What's
that? Nice, dude.
The wire has been disconnected or something.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, like, come on, one second here, brother.
Desperately trying to see if I can record this through my soundboard, which I learned I can.
Okay.
That's
badass. You ever been on? Yep. Oh, from what I'm getting from this, it sounds like a Omegle for like people wanting to have a TED Talk.
That's exactly what this app is. Omegle for people wanting a TED Talk. That's exactly what the Stereo app is. That's exactly what it is.
And since these people like really want to have a discussion, they sound really opinionated.
Well, right here is me talking to a man from Iran, and
the radio before.
He had some interesting opinions.
You ever been on the radio before?
No, I haven't.
Nice, man. Well, I'm looking for co-hosts to co-host my show. I'm missing a couple. I'm trying to find a new perspective. We're going a more politically correct way. We want to get the hearts. We want to tug at the heartstrings of Americans on the Jack Klassen radio show. And frankly, really? I can't think of anyone better than an Iranian.
Yeah, why not? You know, I guess I'm from the myself. Help out.
You guys love America.
I think you've been disconnected for a minute. What you say?
I said everyone loves American Iran, right?
Yeah, we love all the nations. We don't care about the nations. We love every people.
Iranians love America. That's a great co-host. Anyone who loves America makes a great co-host.
I mean, that's just a rare opinion in general. I was going to say in Iran after, didn't we? Yeah, last year the U.S. fired a missile from a drone at one of their generals.
Yeah, that guy deserved it though, dude.
No. That guy got dabbed on.
Yeah, but you love America though, right? Like, you're very in love. Yeah, you guys are like,
people love American people, you know? We're like, you know, the nations are so connected, you know? In Iran, yeah. Most of the people, you know, get to know English in American way, in American accent, because they love them.
What? And you are an Iranian man.
What?
From Iran. Where are you in Iran?
I'm in the capital, Tehran.
Honestly, I want to hear he had a really great... I asked him about LGBTQ people, and he started going off. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Where are you in Iran?
I'm in the capital. I said I'm in the capital.
Oh, badass.
No.
LGBTQ people were big on LGBTQ on the show.
Gosh, I don't have any.
Oh, whoa. Hold on.
About them, you know, every single day we got a new gender, like LGBTQ plus. You know, it's like iPhone that, you know, getting improved. What is it? We had two genders, men and women, but now we got around 12 genders. So it's so fucked up. I don't have
any. Iranian man's based.
Any idea about it?
Do they don't have that in Iran?
Yeah, there's a lot of them, but you know, it's not like that. You know, it's just for show off. They don't know anything about being, I know, LGBTQ or anything.
Is it true that if you are caught being an LGBTQ, you will be executed or stoned to death? Do people actually get stoned to death for being gay in Iran?
You know, first of all, they have to go through the psychologists and, you know, get some sessions, like there must be some questions to ask, like
if they find out if you're LGBTQ, they could they try to do conversion therapy on you in Iran.
Where it came from, you know, and that's mostly because of, you know, their childhood, you know, somehow they have been, I don't know, sometimes raped, sometimes they had some sex habits that, you know, that wasn't correct, that it was a kind of odd way. And it was like they had bad experiences. In that situation, they became LGBTs.
Okay, but so LGBTQ, you guys have like a conversion therapy if you are caught. Is it a crime?
Yeah, they will be go through the... psychologist after, if they, you know, if their problem or if whatever is it haven't been solved their habit making some problems, in that situation the execution is the you know, the it's the choice of law that choose it or not. But
what did he just say? The church will decide if they're going to allow execution or not on the LGBTQ member?
Well, yeah, you better hope that conversion therapy is good enough.
Oh, yeah, no shit. Oh, man.
In the exact way, I don't know how to say it. It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Without,
you know what?
Making some...
That's the perfect way. And you know what? Maybe Iran is onto something there. You know?
All right, I'm going to end it there.
Oh, wait, you don't want to finish that off?
No, I don't think I want to finish that off right now. It's a Jack Klassen Show, K-Bear Mornings. We're in a transitional period here on the Jack Klassen Show. I have...
You're transitioning?
Yeah. I have some show notes, by the way. And I have no idea what I was thinking when I wrote this, but this is my show note. Dear white people, eating Szechuan... Eating... Dear white people, eating Szechuan food is out. And then I also have go on a tangent about how bad you felt about culturally appropriating Chinese food. Whites should only eat hamburgers and hot dogs. That's a show note. What was I thinking?
Dude, how old is that? I've heard that 3 times now.
That must just be a thing I'm constantly thinking of whenever I eat Chinese food. That's the only thing I can think of.
I remember that one, and then I remember Karen said something really stupid.
What was that?
I think it was something about noodles or whatever. I don't even know.
It's a Jack Klassen show. We're a morning show. We're trying our best here. I'll be honest with you, man. I don't like the way North America is going. This isn't a Canadian thing. It's not an American thing. In fact, it's probably a world thing. But I see.
What about Mexico?
That's Mexico's so crappy that, I mean, they got enough problems in Mexico. I'm not counting them. Is Mexico really part of North America? Really? I mean,
open up a map. But anyways, what's your problem?
People are far too confident being nerdy. Like seriously, when I was young, and when I was on anime forums, watching anime, obsessed with video games, going to conventions and stuff, there was still a part of me that was ashamed of it, if I'm being honest with you. And I feel like that shame should have just stayed there, you know, because eventually you grow out of wanting to go to an anime convention or a video game convention. I mean, you know, you're 16 years old, 17 years old. It's like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool. But once you hit, you know, 18, it's like, dude, you should probably just, you know, stop doing that. People are far too comfortable with putting anime girl stickers on their cars or wearing anime clothing. Like, I'll see a grown man, a 30-year-old man, wearing a Dragon Ball Z t-shirt. And it's like, dude, just stop, dude. You should feel ashamed.
So if he's 30 wearing that, that's whatever. You know, it's DBZ. Who cares? But let's talk about people who put anime bumper stickers on their car, because that's way too common for me to want to omit. And those people need their windows smashed in.
Is it not very common nowadays? It's not even like, oh, hey, I'm kind of quirky. This is new. No one's going to know what this is. Dude, everyone, I'm sick of seeing Miku Hatsune on a goddamn Honda Civic or Miata. We get it, dude. You're gay. I mean, really. People are too much too comfortable doing that stuff. Or wearing hentai shirts. I see that far too much.
The funny faces on the jackets. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I was afraid to pronounce that.
Means so, yeah.
A higo or whatever.
I need to be executed for knowing that. But that's besides the point. Maybe I need to be stoned in Saudi Arabia Iran, my bad.
Yeah, that's all the same crap.
After my anti-anime therapy.
That's what we need. We need anime conversion therapy.
I'm just a Neanderthal cranking it, all right? In a cave to anime, what can I say?
Listen, I don't think anyone over the age of 17 should have a video game shirt, should have anime stickers on their car. And frankly, if you're into playing Dungeons and Dragons, don't tell anyone that. You know, I'll be honest with you. I had that experience about two years ago, where I went to go visit my friend. And I was at his house and all of his roommates were playing Dungeons and Dragons. My stomach was just churning. My urge to bully these grown men, these grown adults, was something that I can only compare to a woman giving birth. Like, it's been like, you know, 9.5 months, she's ready to burst. That was my bully meter. I wanted to go and flip their table around and give them all swirlies and shove them all into lockers. And I couldn't do that, obviously. I'm a grown man. I'm not going to do that. But I think I had every right to do that.
Yeah, and I will say the worst part about these people are, like, since there's more and more people into it, they're just going to consume, and the quality has drastically gone down. Anyways, but the main culprit here is Netflix, man.
Did Netflix turn everyone into nerds?
Oh, dude, 100%. The ease of access is so easy now. Like, any idiot with a Netflix account can watch any of it.
That's disgusting. I think there just should be, you know, you don't watch porn in public. You don't put porn on your shirt. Well, I guess you do if you're into anime. I'm just saying.
What do you mean, dude? You don't do that at the public library?
No, I got banned.
You're not homeless at the public library trying to get something out?
I got banned from the library for doing that, brother. It was a mistake. It was a dark time. No, but I mean, there should be limits, and I think anime fans and video game fans should just be put in their place, dude.
But you know what's worse?
What?
Comic books. Comic books and movies.
What's your thoughts on a
grown man wearing a Captain America shirt at 35?
Executed.
Wearing a Baby Yoda shirt at 35.
Executed.
That's even worse.
I'm just saying. No.
I got you one even better. All right. You ready?
Alrighty, throw it at me.
Video game reference tattoos. Getting it inked on your skin forever. Of your epic Triforce tattoo.
Charred, then executed. I'm sorry. I've seen too many people with a cake is a lie tattoo. If I've seen more than one, there's a problem in America.
That hurts because that's over 10 years old at this point. What is that going to do when it's over 20 years old? What is it going to mean in 30 years? When your kids ask that, you know, you gotta explain a whole game story to them.
How old are you, Stevie?
Shut up. 24.
Yeah. Do you even remember Portal? No. No one does.
I played as a kid.
Yeah, exactly. But no one cares. No one cares about it. It's stupid. If you get a tattoo of a popular piece of media that isn't Rambo, the Terminator, a Jason from Halloween, or Ash from The Evil Dead, if the only acceptable form of tattoos from a popular media are horror movie icons. That's the only kind of cool tattoo. I'm sorry.
I'm just not a huge fan of tattoos to begin with, it's from like media properties, you know, that just go away with time.
No, but if you got a pinhead tattoo, you know, from Hellraiser, exactly. No one knows.
I think that guy's really gay.
It's a Jack Classic show.
Hey, bro, check out my Xenobite tattoo, bro. I got the real fat one.
It's a Jack Classic show. I think all tattoos should be covered up. And frankly, I don't really appreciate women having them.
You know what? You know, I don't think they should be covered up on women. It's a huge red flag to make sure I stay away. It's like wild frogs in the nature that are really colorful, you know? They're poisonous. You know, not to eat them.
Oh, man. No, I feel like people are too comfortable with being nerdy, and I think it has to stop. And that's my thought, and there's nothing anyone can do about it, brother. There's nothing you can do.
You need to say something to them. They're not going to do anything, and they're going to be very self-conscious about it for the rest of the day. You know, in 5 years, they're going to be laying in bed thinking about, man, that guy really called me gay.
Over my Among Us tattoo?
Bro, that's pretty baller with an Among Us tattoo.
You know, some dude has that. There's probably at least 1,000 people with an Among Us tattoo. 1,000%. Fortnite tattoos? Bro. Imagine all the sick-ass Fortnite tattoos we're going to be seeing in the next 10 years.
Dude, you get Jonesy? He's the blonde one. You get him right on your arm.
I have no idea what any of that is. Oh, man. G- you know Red Pill Rapper did that Fortnite song? I wish I had it. I don't have it. It's Jack Glass Show. Why am I bringing up media I don't have? Red Pill Rapper was singing Fortnite songs a couple months ago, which is kind of hilarious. I wonder if I still have it. Have you heard it, Stevie?
No, I'd really not like to.
Oh, it's the worst piece of media I think I've ever come up with.
So did he go like, yo, what are the kids like these days? And he was just trying to make a quick buck?
If I'm being honest with you, I sent him the lyrics to the Fortnite song. And then he sent them back to me, which is kind of funny. And he did the song. Oh. He was like super stoked on it. Yeah.
Oh, so he did a cover of a cover?
Yes, he was doing a cover of a cover.
Oh.
It's pretty good, dude. Like, if I'm being honest with you, it's pretty good. Let me see if I can find it. I should probably play that for our fine K-Bear morning audience. Let's see. Alrighty. I think I have it. Okay, he says. Oh. I have it, brother. I'm sending you the link. It's a Jack Classic show. And God bless Podomatic, by the way. Those boys, without them, none of this would have happened. 1,000%. Here's the Red Pill Rappers Fortnite song. I'm playing it right now. It's horrendous.
Number one victory, boy. Yeah, Fortnite, we about to get down, get down.
Oh, it's the Chug Jug with You song. Okay.
Isn't this the worst?
Okay.
It's the worst version of a horrible.
Bro, where did you get this? Where did you get this royalty-free beat from?
I don't know. You'll have to ask the Red Pill Rapper.
The Safari.
I love it because he's taking it serious.
Where's the Red Pill at?
I got the V-Bucks and I spend more than you. I'm a cool pro Fortnite gamer. Red Pill Rapper. It's a Jack Classic show.
Man, he should have put a Red Pill in there. Like, I'm in Tilted Tower, blowing up the towers. I had an insurance policy on the day, and my family wasn't in the towers. Yeah.
You know what's so funny is I sent him the lyrics to this, and he sang this song, and it sounds, I'm going to give him credit, it sounds like he put effort into it, but he has no idea what he's talking about. He's never played Fortnite. He's not he's not a 13-year-old boy. God. That's the worst song ever. I'm going to have to get him to sing more songs just like this. I mean, for real. I wonder if he put this song on his album.
I think this would be a baller bonus track. I think you should end the album and it's like 5 minutes of silence and this comes on.
Just scare the shit out of you. Just completely, like, it would be terrifying if that was the case. Oh, man. I gotta come up with some more songs for Red Pill Rapper. I think the Fortnite Gamer song really shows his potential.
Man, speaking of potential, I think that's stereo. I think there's something there.
Yeah, we're kind of looping back. Kinks. Yeah, we're working.
Okay, so that. Yeah, I'll talk to you about it after because really, I don't think anyone cares about technical stuff about that.
No, sometimes they do. Sometimes it's nice when they get that peek behind the scenes. They realize how much of a mess we really are. In every show, we're constantly just, you know. Just
as we have to record at 5 a.m. because I'm going off on Apex Legends ranked.
Badass. See, that's something else you should be ashamed about.
Bro, I'm about to get diamond ring, bro.
Oh, badass, brother. That's badass. That's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
But no, so I'll have to look at it, but we might have to run an Android emulation, and maybe we can run it through there.
We'll figure it out. I think we can.
I think the content would be 10 times better than Omegle, because you won't have like just random 12-year-olds on there, or like just a lot of people who just click off immediately, or just people who have their like wiener out.
Oh yeah, exactly. Well, they
because it sounds like on there everyone's like on there like ready to talk.
Yeah. They're ready to have a conversation.
Bro, you saw what that black guy earlier, dude. He immediately just started getting mad. And you can just get content like that rather than siphon through an hour.
So, damn straight. Where's something to do?
Is there a camera on there?
I think so.
Or is it all just audio?
I think there's a camera option there.
Okay, so we can get really funny and like wave at him and wear skull masks. And get raided by the feds at my house and find an AR-15 in my dryer.
Badass. It's a Jack Classic show. We're working
things out on air. I tried to buy a gun with a felony in Florida.
Oh, man. You do not get
the
Hunter.
You know who I'm talking
about? Yeah, you do not get the Hunter Biden benefits, brother. Alrighty. We're going to wrap this show up, dog. I don't know what we learned. We learned that Stereo is a great app. We learned that
I'm a Neanderthal from a cave.
And black
who
people
smells like
are kings. Oh, and you smell like a wet dog.
Yeah, make sure you put it on some cocoa butter after this.
Damn straight, brother. Alrighty, yeah. I don't know. It's a Jack Classic show. We're having a transitional period. Next month, I got a full-on studio. We're figuring things out here. Yeah, that's going to be big, dude. Stoked on that, brother. Stoked on that. Tons of new projects. I know Stevie B's doing his own podcast on the Jack Classic Show Radio Network. I think he's breaking down black history.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Stevie B Black History Breakdown podcast on the Jack Classic Show Radio Network.
You know how all the slave trading ships, they're all owned by Jews.
We'll get into that. It's the Jack Classic Show. We'll see you tomorrow. Have an excellent morning, Montana. And God bless you, Podomatic. Thoughtcrimes.ca, brother. Probably any radio host in Canada. I'm not even allowed to broadcast in Canada. No one will hire me here.
Oh, dear.
I'm Alabama Willie. I'm Arizona Jones. We're nothing. We're piss.
Oh, you're making America great again.
Oh, is that Ken Crush, Jack?
Son of a bitch.